Governor Tom Wolf's proposed budget includes $250 million for the Business in Our Sights program. It provides grants and loans to prepare land for companies looking to set up shop in the area. Around the state, there's a shortage of what's called pad-ready sites, and cities like Pittsburgh see that as an impediment to growth. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov reports public money is increasingly important to developing commercial real estate.
Horman Flexon makes roll-up doors for commercial buildings. They're large and ultra-fast. That was a door rolling up, and here it is coming down. The company, located west of Pittsburgh, has doubled in size over the past 3 years and recently moved into a new building. Standing on the immaculately clean factory floor, Mark Haley, company president, shows off a new machine that cuts fabric to size for the roll-up doors.
It replaced a table where the employee had to get up with a chalk line and a straight edge and a box cutter and cut it. So we're much more efficient here.
Haley says the company's success is due in large part to fast production. Horman Flexon delivers a custom door in 2 to 3 weeks, significantly faster than their competitors, he says. The whole factory is perpetually striving to improve efficiency.
Everything we do, we're trying to save 30 seconds every operation. If we can save 30 seconds, times that by the number of times we need to do it in a day, times by a year, means we get much more efficient.
So when the company started looking for new real estate, Haley knew timing would be crucial. They wanted a pad-ready site, one where contamination is cleaned up, utilities and roads in place, and soil compacted and leveled, so there would be no surprises when they started building and no unexpected downtime.
It takes a lot of the risk out of the whole process. And risk being time and money.
That time and cost creates a situation where we frequently lose competitive projects for that reason alone.
That's Dennis Yablonsky, CEO of the Allegheny Conference, an economic development group. Of the projects the organization courted between 2002 and 2014, it lost about 200, or a third of the total. Yablonsky says lack of available real estate was the most frequently cited reason. He says there are many old industrial brownfield sites, but they're not pad-ready, and it's hard to find flat tracts in hilly western PA big enough for the manufacturing companies the region wants to attract. But when a piece of land is identified, who's going to pay for prepping it if companies don't want to shoulder the risk?
Preparation typically has to occur, and this is important, has to occur before you have a committed tenant. And therein lies the financial challenge.
Yablonsky says banks find such a proposition too risky. The Allegheny Conference just announced that it helped raise nearly $50 million in private funds to loan the developers. But increasingly, public money is going towards prepping parcels.
The idea is to create jobs.
That's Dan Wrights, executive director of the Washington County Council on Economic Development. They're developing the industrial park where Horman Flexon sits. Wrights wants to see 5,000 well-paying jobs when the project is complete. They've used mostly public money for the project so far.
We're spending about $131,000 an acre to, you know, deal with the soils, move the dirt, put in the infrastructure, the streets, the electricity, the gas, all that stuff. And we're currently selling lots at $75,000 an acre.
He hopes to break even by the end of the project, but says those numbers would be hard to swallow for a company. The state's Business in Our Sights funds, which so far have totaled $300 million in grants and loans, are dedicated solely to site development. According to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development, the initiative has created more than 18,000 jobs in the past decade. Other incentives programs can be used for the same purpose, and that adds millions of dollars to the mix, though it's hard to calculate an accurate total. The Auditor General has criticized some of those programs for not verifying whether jobs are actually created and showed that millions in grant money created zero jobs in some instances. As for Horman Flexon, Haley says the pad-ready site helped make the move easier.
We actually never lost an order or never shut down for one day during this process.
45 people currently work there. Irina Zhorov, Keystone Crossroads.